You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Is that not the most rockin', get-you-motivated music? Yes, yes. We are very happy and pleased to be using that music as our intro for Morning Mindset. I am your host, as you know, Paul Markle, and I'm hoping that you guys are enjoying these episodes as much as I am enjoying putting them together for you. So you're welcome, and I'm welcome, and we're all welcome. But today we're going to continue on with JJ Did Tie Buckle. That is the Marine Corps acronym for the 14 leadership traits. And I know it doesn't make any sense to you, but it's not supposed to make sense. All right. The second D, so we did JJ, and then we did DI. Now we're going to talk about the second D in did, decisiveness. Ooh. What does decisiveness mean when it comes to Marine Corps leadership training? All right. Decisiveness means that you are able to make good decisions without delay. Get all of the facts and weigh them against each other. By acting calmly and quickly, you should arrive at a sound decision. Okay? You announce your decisions in a clear, firm, and professional manner. All right, let's go ahead and examine decisiveness and how it comes to being a leader, or what it means to being a leader. Now, in order to be decisive, you need to have what? You need to have a little bit of education, a little bit of intelligence, and hopefully you have some experience. Because can you make good, sound decisions quickly and calmly if you don't have the facts? If you don't have education, if you don't have experience, and should you be making those decisions? For instance, if you find yourself in a situation for which you are completely and totally unfamiliar and you have no experience or education in that area, should you be making that decision, or should you be making decisions related to that topic? Maybe not. Maybe the best thing for you to do, as far as being decisive, is to get someone else to help you out. Now, how many of you know people who are adequately or aptly described as indecisive individuals? How many of you have spouses, particularly wives, who display indecisiveness continuously? Honey, where would you like to go out to eat? You said you wanted to go out to eat. Yes, I do. Okay, where would you like to go? I don't know. How about we go here? No, let's not go there. Indecisiveness. Now, that's kind of funny, and we talk about it, but in our work relationship, in our business relationships, in our personal relationships, being constantly indecisive can be a source. It can be a source of soreness. It can be a source of discontent in a workplace. If you can never seem – have you ever had a boss or a supervisor, and one of the things you could say about them is they can never seem to make up their mind? We're waiting for guidance. We're waiting for instruction, and the boss can never seem to make up his or her mind exactly as to what we want to do. Now, part of decisiveness, if we go back to the definition, is to announce your decisions in a clear, firm, and professional manner. And that goes back to having an indecisive boss or supervisor. And you say, well, not only does this person take forever to make decisions, but when they do, we're never certain what exactly it is that they want us to do. When you're decisive, you make a solid decision based upon the facts. Then you announce your intentions. You're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to get it done. This is the direction. This is our mission. Let's go do it. That's decisiveness. And when you encounter people, bosses, supervisors, and so forth that don't have that, what does it do? It leads to a tremendous amount of frustration in the ranks. Now, according to our friends at the United States Marine Corps, suggestions for improvement in the decisiveness area. Practice being positive in your actions instead of acting half-heartedly or changing your mind on an issue. This goes back to the how many times have you had someone say, well, we probably should do this. I think maybe probably we should do it.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And then you're like, well, they come back to like, I don't know if that's the best way. All right, well, hold on for a second. Before we start doing anything, let's make a decision. Let's make a genuine decision. Let's stick to it and let's move forward. But in our world, what factor screws up decisiveness? Is it facts? Are they facts and experience? No. What screws up and what keeps people from being decisive is what? Feelings. Oh, feelings. And wondering how your decision will make other people feel, or how it will be perceived, or whether or not it will offend this group or offend that group. This is exactly what we get from politicians. Politicians are continuously indecisive. Matter of fact, when I was describing what a poor supervisor or a poor boss does about, you know, being wishy-washy or not answering the question or taking forever to answer a question, didn't that sound like a politician? Well, I'm not going to answer the question because if I answer it, then there's a chance that someone might not like my answer. You cannot be decisive. You cannot make good decisions and apply those decisions if you're constantly worried that you're going to offend somebody. If you're constantly worried that, well, you know, this might hurt someone's feelings. Well, are we dealing with facts or are we dealing with feelings? Why are we making the decision that we are making? And that is the biggest stumbling block in our modern world, I believe, in a lack of decisiveness, is because rather than examine the facts of the situation, people go and they examine the feelings of the situation. And when you do that, you never know where you're going to end up. And what happens? When you start worrying about feelings instead of facts, you end up doing nothing. Or you do, you know, you do the action or perform the action in a half-hearted kind of maybe I'm not sure manner. Is that how we get the job done? Is that how we get the mission accomplished? Whatever the mission happens to be. Is that how we get it done? By acting in a half-hearted kind of, you know, uninvolved manner? No, it's not. Decisiveness. This is probably something, and, you know, if we're honest with ourselves, if we look at our daily lives, if we look at our interactions with other people, especially if we're talking about schools or we're talking about the government or we're talking about, you know, political things, we see a tremendous amount of indecisiveness. And that's not helping. That's not helping us to have a strong community, a strong state, a strong country. None of those things help us with leadership. And that's one of the reasons we have such a critical lack of leaders. A critical shortage of leaders in the United States of America is, you know, pointed out right here. Because a leader makes a decision, sticks by the decision, explains the reasons for the decision, and then carries on. But politicians and bosses and so forth, they can't do that. So decisiveness. And people will respect decisiveness. People don't respect indecisive humans. Bosses, supervisors, parents. If you're a parent and you can't make a decision and stick with it, your children are not going to respect you. If you waffle and you're wishy-washy and you go back and forth continuously, your children will not respect you. So, leadership traits. And that, according to, well, my list here, that's number five, JJ did, D-I-D, decisiveness. Try practicing decisiveness by being positive in your actions instead of half-hearted. Quit changing your mind. Make a decision based upon the facts and carry on. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us, me, we. And when I say us, you know, I have people behind the scenes that are helping me put these together to make sure that you can get them. All right, tomorrow we're going to move on to the T in JJ Did Tie Buckle. We're going to talk about tact. Until then, remember, all of my works are available on Amazon. My written works, my books are available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle as Kindle versions. And please do us a favor, do me a favor. If you would, leave a review on whatever it is you're listening to this on, whatever podcast application you're using, and share this with at least one other person. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.